Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Well, good morning, radio listeners. I am Jay, your host, right here of the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. Can you believe it? We are less than 10 days away from Halloween, my friends, for all you little ghosts and goblins out there. Just remember that it started as a saint holiday and not a monster holiday. But I want you to call me directly at 719-330-1457. That's my personal number. I want to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction, your next investment, property, purchase, or anything mortgage, anything budget, anything investment. Today, I'm going to be talking about a formula. What the heck, Matt, with the drum roll, let's get it out of the way right away. Today, I'm going to be talking about the miracle math and the opportunity of home ownership. Now, I'm a licensed loan originator. I really want to connect with you, just you and I. Even if it's not by phone, you also can go to churchillcolorado.com. That's Churchill, just like Winston Churchill, Colorado, just like our state, .com. You also, if that's hard to remember, can just go to me.com. Jay Garvin's, JayGarvenS.com. Click on the Colorado Springs team if you're on my Churchill site. Enter your information on the right-hand side of the page if you're on my personal site and say, Jay, I need your help with a purchase loan. Jay, you talk so much about investment property ownership. I want to understand it more. Can I get into one of your classes? Can you help me get certified with Churchill Mortgage? Because I'm telling you, folks, this opportunity between now, October of 2022, and April to May of 2023 is going to be the most exciting 6 months in the housing and real estate industry than we've experienced back since 2018, 5 years ago. Not in 2019, not in 2020, 21, or 22. Have we been able to have opportunities and potential that we have right now? And I discovered this in what I call a miracle formula that popped into my head when I was looking at the incredible thing that happened to where our inventory, this is so positive. In January, we were crying a river of tears as I was here talking to you, as I had Justin Hermes from Real Estate Realities talking to you, as Bill McAfee from Empire Title was talking to you, and we were freaking out when there were only 500 homes on the entire active multiple listing system for all single family townhomes and condos in Colorado Springs. We now, as of this radio show, have over 2,800 homes on the market. And right there, see, angels, hallelujah. That is unbelievable, folks, because supply and demand never fails. There was less than 15 homes on the entire market in January under $400,000. As of this radio show, last night, on a Friday night, that's a real estate nerd that I am, there's over 600 homes under the price of $400,000. You couldn't find anything. $200,000 was gone. $300,000 was as rare as an albino, bear in the woods. Now we've got hundreds of homes under $300,000, hundreds and hundreds of homes under $400,000, and that is because supply and demand. Now, the cool thing is this, all of these changes, and I'm going to go through this miracle math, but what I'm going to do with you first is say, with the increasing interest rates, which really suck, folks, it's been a tough year in mortgage, refinance is virtually gone unless you've got an emergency, you know, going through a settlement of an estate, a divorce, something like that, but mostly it's purchase. But we've went, a couple of weeks ago, I did a radio show, the fury of the Fed interest rate increases, and it startled us all. But interest rates, it's no lie. I'll hit you with it straight. It was 3%, then it went to 4%, then it went to 5%. The mortgage-backed securities kept going up. prime interest rate kept going up. Then interest rates went to the sixes. Now I believe they're going to be at 7% by Christmas because there's a lot more increase and readjustment that's going on. But when I did the math of buying a house right now, that's the bad news. And I'll pop you right in the forehead with that reality. As a licensed loan originator, it's the fastest increase I've seen in my 22-year career. It's the highest interest rate that I've experienced since 2007 and 2008. And those were miserable years in mortgage for more reasons than one. Thank God we have more sound mortgage and real estate products now, and you don't have liar's loan and no income, no asset, and all of this stuff. But even in 2018, when it was tough, interest rates maybe went up to 4.75 to 5.25. But they were this high in 2008 and 7 and 6. But it's been since 1998 since they've been in 7 or 8% range. And I pray to God we don't get there. But in calculating the increase of a mortgage loan, I found something out, friends. And I found out that it was literally transforming into miracle math. And I'm going to say this 15 times during the show. Interest rates have gone up a full 2.5% from the mid 3% range up to the 6% range in a 6-month period. But do you know what else has happened? Houses that were selling for $425,000 in September, November, January, February are now selling for $395,000, $375,000, $350,000. And instead of asking the buyer to bring an extra $20,000, $40,000 to close above the asking price, plus guarantees for appraisal, gap coverage, and all of this, where sellers are kicking sand in your face. Buyers are now saying, I want this house $10,000 under asking price. I want you to give me $5,000 or $10,000 of closing costs. And this is the most important thing that I'm telling you. Very simple math, and I'm going to go into this in detail. You have to call me at 330-1457. 719-330-1457. Because if you have a higher interest rate and on a $250,000 mortgage, you're paying $250 more because of the higher interest rate. At the same time, you're getting that house for $25,000 less than you were 6 months ago. That takes you 100 months of paying $250 extra every month before you're even, let alone behind. So you have 100 months to reestablish your interest rate and your expense. So that should stop you in your tracks right there. Because by May of 2024, when interest rates come back down, there is going to be a huge bunch of buyers that are coming back to market and driving these prices up. So over the break, call me at 719-330-1457 and say, Jay, how do we understand the miracle math? Don't go anywhere because I'm going to go through it in detail after the break. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage.
Where does our town go?
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay, the host right here of The Jay Garvin Show, where today I'm talking about the miracle math and an opportunity of home ownership because I stumbled across an opportunity, and I want you to call me at 719-330-1457, where to be totally blunt with you, if you're listening for the first time, hi, I'm Jay, I'm your friend. I've always been talking about mortgages and real estate and an investment and retirement and budgeting and streams of income. But I was also very straightforward over the last 18 months as I saw the door or window of opportunity closing on affordable housing in Colorado. I'll be very straightforward that I was predicting by the summer or fall of 2023 that it would now be a great time to own property in Colorado, but not to purchase it. Not when a single family starter home is at $500,000 or $600,000. I told people, where else do you have family? I myself started to purchase a retirement home in Tennessee, helped others do it in Florida, in Texas, in Carolina, even in Missouri, in Kansas. Because Colorado has just had a tremendously fast trajectory up in home values. I mean, from 2012, folks, you could buy a house in Colorado for $180,000. Then it went to $280,000. Then it went to $380,000. Now this last year, it went to $480,000. Like more than 150% increase in housing in less than 10 years. And there's still a pent-up demand, folks. People are still moving here from Denver because Denver's more expensive. People are still moving here from California. People are still moving here from Texas and everywhere else. There's a lot from the Midwest, Michigan, Wisconsin, even some from New York and the East Coast. But then all of a sudden this inflation thing hit. And I'll be serious. I knew rates and inflation and the Fed funding rate and prime and car loans and credit cards were going to go up. And quite honestly, it doesn't concern me a lot because I follow the Dave Ramsey plan, the baby steps, and my wife and I and a lot of my friends and the people I associate with and people like you that I help you eliminate, create a path to eliminate your unsecured debt. Credit cards, automobile loans, student loans, parakeet loans, ATV toy loans, everything. But then when inflation started to hit, it makes sense when you look back. But I didn't see that printing trillions of dollars of pandemic and American recovery protection, PPP, inflation, blah, blah, legislation, trillions of dollars being thrown into the economy. Then I'm like, holy cow, this inflation ain't transitory. And then all of a sudden I saw rates increasing. And that's painful because that affects my livelihood. Everybody is misleading you in the mortgage and real estate industry if they're not telling you that their volume of business is off 30 to 50%. That's just a reality. With Churchill, we strive in this environment because we do have emergency reserves. I do personally subscribe to step number 3 in the baby steps of having 3 to 6 months of budget reserves. If you spend $5,000 a month, you need to have at least $30,000 if you're self-employed and $15,000 if you've got a stable job, if there is such a thing right now. My wife and I have always had like 6 to 10 months of reserves, period. And we're going through them now for a myriad of reasons. We just had to buy a car this month that we didn't expect because, oh, by the way, when you promote defunding the police, like some of our state officials and Denver officials do, then crime increases and some bunch of jokers came down from Denver Labor Day weekend and stole my car from my driveway. They're still driving it around in Denver. Thanks, Mayor from Denver. Thanks, Governor Paulus. Your lackadaisic laws on crime is now spreading to everybody's community. But I saw an increase of these interest rates to curb inflation, and that was a tough pill to swallow. But then I turned around, I said, whoa, inventory is increasing. I'm like, this is weird because 9 months through the year, home appreciation is still up 12%, but in the last 2 months, it's been flat. And by saying it's flat, you can now buy a house, a good 3-bedroom, 2-bath house for $350,000. And it was hard to get that house for $400,000 this time last year. And then the miracle math appeared in my head and said, whoa, it's this simple. Would you be willing to pay $250 extra a month on a mortgage and own your home if you're going to save $25,000 to $50,000? And the answer to that math is simple. Yes, I'll take that deal. Because if you take $25,000 of money saved and you only have to spend $250 a month to claim that opportunity or that equity, it puts you 100 months ahead. Meaning if you divide $25,000 saved by $250, it takes you 100 months or over 8 years until you're even, let alone behind. And that's why I tell people to marry your home, but date your rate. Because a house, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house that you or your adult son or your adult daughter or your neighbor or your coworker or your parishioner at your church last fall, this last March, had to spend $400,000 or $395,000 or $375,000 for a house and then offer $10,000 over asking price because everybody and their parakeet wanted this house. It was too competitive to get into the real estate and homeownership model. The pan was too hot to touch. But now that it's cooled off, the fact that we've went from 500 homes in inventory up to over 2,700, it's kind of comical. It's humorous. Because less than a year ago, sellers were kicking sand in your face, throwing gritted sand in your mouth and your eyes. Couldn't see, couldn't breathe, no seller proceeds. No, we're not going to consider an inspection. Pay for your own appraisal. Give me 20 grand extra to, oh my God, would you please pay attention to my home? I mean, we got real estate agents, listing agents that are scrambling. Open houses, builders are now offering buyer agents 3% again, where before they're like, yeah, you're eliminated from the equation. Instead of 15 houses under 400,000 on the market, there literally is over 600 now. In every single neighborhood, even in the west side. Now, the difference is this. Some of the houses in the less desirable part of town are sitting there for 30, 40, 60 days. Wow, folks, that's normal. That was normal 5 years ago, but not a year ago. Houses would go off the market in hours. But if you get into the nice areas, the old North End, Rock Rimmon, old Colorado City, Pleasant Valley, Ivy Wild, the Broadmoor, anything on the west side, anything in and around Divine Redeemer, anything in and around Old Farm, anything in and around Patty Jewett, those good houses are still going off the market in a matter of hours, you know, 3 to 5 days. I just saw a good one in Ivy Wild, and by the time I called Justin, my agent, it was already under contract. Oh, yeah, I know that agent, it's under contract. So the good ones are still going fast, but the fact of the matter is this. Inventory is increasing, and it's what allows this math, this miracle math, to take effect. And this is conservative math, meaning even if rates keep going up and you can get a house for $25,000 below asking price what it was 6 months ago, and you're paying an extra $500 a month because you can't put a lot of money down and your mortgage is bigger, you still have 50 months or over 4 years to let the interest rate stable out, go from a 7 or 6% rate back down to a 5 or 4. And now from the beginning, you were $25,000 in equity ahead of your peers. Because mark this, put an asterisk in your brain that I am predicting by May of 2024, we are going to be back to a market overwhelmed with more buyers than sellers to where full price and over asking price is back. I'll do a wager with you. Because the only reason this thing has slowed at all is three reasons. Inflation has got us scared to the core. Interest rates are high and is kicking our budget to death. And as soon as inflation's under control, which it will be by 2024, and as soon as rates are back down to the 4 or 5% range rather than the 6 or higher range, there is a pent-up demand of individuals 40 years old and less, and this opportunity will be gone. Because we will still have a 8 to 10% increase in value just this year. You're welcome. It just won't be 20%. So the train has slowed down enough so you can get back on. And inventory is increasing. That's why costs are stabilizing. And you can benefit from all of this. But the fact of the matter is, like Warren Buffett states, when others are greedy, be fearful. When others are fearful, have the courage to be greedy. And that means when everybody else is buying these houses for over asking price, I told many of you just to take a deep breath and pause last year. I even went as far to say, hey, if this continues, the sun is going to set on the affordability of this market by the end of 2023. With inflation and increasing mortgage rates, it's opened up the opportunity of supply and demand. And now, as others are incredibly fearful, you have to have the courage to be a little bit greedy. So call me at 719-330-1457 and don't go anywhere. Go to ChurchillColorado.com. Go to Jay Garvin's. That's Garvin's, GARVENS.com. Put your information in and say, Jay, I want to know more about home ownership when houses are affordable. Walk me through the fear of interest rates. And don't go anywhere. I'm going to crunch the numbers in detail during the meat of the program right after these important messages. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
Hey, where's the beat?
Because you only have so many hours left to make it count.
for listening and joining me in the Jay Garvin Show. I'm right into the meat of the program, and this is when you probably want to stay focused on the road, but actively listen. If you're listening for 3 to 5 minutes, that's okay. I'll catch you after the Home Depot or the soccer game that you're going to. But if there's a time for you to listen 6 to 10 minutes, this is the time to do it, because I'm going into the details about this miracle math that I crossed and the opportunity of home ownership. Here's the details of the math. What I'm talking about is the reality that interest rates have went up. A lot of that is because of inflation and the Fed's trying to jack up all the rates just to slow things down. And inevitably, it's going to turn into a sustained recession through 2 or 3 quarters, a year or two, for us to recalibrate. And we all need to calibrate. We all need to go on a financial diet. Don't get me wrong. I'm for this. It's just very painful to watch, especially those of you that already have credit cards and you live beyond your means. These are scary times. And I want you to feel comfortable to call me at 719-330-1457 or go to churchhillcolorado.com. Click on the Colorado Springs team. Click on my little happy picture, happy face, and get some time on my calendar. Message me right there to say, I want to do an appointment with you for 15 minutes. You do it every week. Or you can go to jgarvins.com. That's G-A-R-V-E-N-S.com. Put your information on the right-hand side. Look and listen to a couple of my podcasts, and I'll call you. But what I'm talking about here is the fact that inflation is going to continue to stay high. That's why the Fed is raising the benchmark rate, and that's why prime rate, and that's why the mortgage-backed securities and mortgage rates are going up. But with that comes opportunity. With that opens up a window. First, I'm going to do the extreme example, and then I'm going to back off to just a moderate example. There are actually some homes out there that you can get for $50,000 to $75,000 below what they were just selling in October of last year. Now, that does not mean that homes are going down in value. It means they're going up in value less. Houses at the end of the year, we literally, as of this show, houses have still appreciated 12% in the first 10 months, but it was 16 and 18% in the first 3 months. See, and then it slowed down in the summer. And now housing is just flat. But even if the value stays flat, we're going to land this appreciation plane at about 8 to 10% for the year from the 12% we're right now. But the sad thing is, if someone bought a house in March and 6 months wants to sell it later, they're doing so for $30,000 to $50,000 less right now. There's just too many homes to choose from. Sellers are offering you $5,000 to $10,000 of seller proceeds, and that was a thing of the past for the last 4 years, since 2017. And 18, you couldn't do it. That was the last time. But now, so look at a house that sold for $425,000 in the end of 2021. And by the grace of God, for some reason, you didn't buy it. But you still want to purchase. I don't care if it's a primary residence or an investment property. You can find that home for $350,000 right now, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 4-bedroom, 2-bath, 3-bedroom, 1-bath, depending on the neighborhood and the zip code. There aren't 15 to 20 homes to choose from, like 12 or 9 months ago. There's over 600 homes just in the price category of less than $400,000 to choose from. I have 15 examples that I looked at before the radio show here. So that means if you're buying as an investment property owner and you're putting 25% down to buy a house, you're getting a house for $350,000 and you're only having to put $87,000 down, rather than that really competitive market that was $425,000 where you had to put over $106,000 down. Right there is a savings of almost $20,000. But how much seller proceeds were you getting back a year ago? Zero. They were kicking sand in your face and saying, hey, probably need to give me $5,000 to $20,000 over. Well, now that exact same house that isn't over $400,000 but is below and down as low as $350,000, the seller will actually do an open house for you, let you look at the house. Before, you couldn't even see the house. You just had to put your bid in line over the weekend and see if they'd call you back. Now they're saying, hey, we'll offer you $5,000 to $10,000 towards closing costs, are something that's called a 2-1 buy down, where they actually give you money where you can take 2 percentage points off your rate for the first year and then a single percentage point off your rates in your second year so you can ease into your higher payment. But the reality is that your mortgage is only $262,500 now on that $350,000 house that you're doing a down payment, whether you're going to live in it or treat it as an investment property, as opposed to a $318,000 loan, which again, folks, is almost $50,000 difference in your loan. Now, the bad news is that rates for a primary resident is 6%. And if you want to have an investment property, you're going to pay 7.5% plus a whole bunch of discount fees in the closing costs. It just means your closing costs are going to be more right now. And your interest rate's going to be higher. And your monthly payment's going to be higher. But in this model, you're saving over $75,000. And because your mortgage is smaller and your down payment is less, you have a smaller debt than you would have just 6 months ago. And the bottom line is that your mortgage payment may be $300 more a month. You've got to have the budget to afford that. But this is the most important thing. If you save $75,000 because you have more choice and you can make more demands now, and you divide that by $300 more a month, it's going to take you 250 months, over 20 years, before you're back to even, let alone behind. You're going to be ahead of the game because I know with inflation and with a pent-up demand of people under the age of 40, that if they're not buying now, they eventually, the sharpest ones will buy again. Now, this math may not work in New York or California or Peoria, Illinois, where these places just stink. Taxes are out of the stratosphere in California, and people are leaving and never coming back. New York people, because of the disgusting crime and the pandemic stuff, I mean, in California, they're still wearing masks in elementary school. Can we say this pandemic is over yet? They can't. Those places, this formula doesn't work. But Colorado, specifically El Paso County, is going to continue to be one of the most attractive reprieves in the nation. People are reprieving from Denver right now. It's a disgusting crime scene up in Denver. Whoever's listening, challenge me on it. Go down to the 16th Street Mall and bring your granddaughter or grandson. It's just terrible. I love Colorado. But Colorado Springs, you can still walk around safely. Whatever, even though, you know, I'm optimistic, and I told you several times this month, I had a car stolen from my driveway in what was supposed to be a safe neighborhood. Ask me what I think about defund the police. I'm following these criminals around that are scoping my neighborhood now. I'm calling 911. I have a concealed carry. Let them dare come into my truck or my yard. I'll defend myself, but I want twice the cops we have. I pray to God that the mayor continues to increase them because I want my kids and my radio listeners and my clients and my friends to be safe. But I digress. The bottom line is, in Colorado Springs, we're the best of the worst because the number one demographic of people moving into Colorado Springs and buying houses is folks from Denver. And the point is if you can get a house, that's the extreme example. Let's say I'm not even a real estate agent, and I guarantee you I can find you the exact same house or an equal house that you would have picked 6 months ago and save absolutely $25,000. And if you spend $250 more a month in a higher mortgage payment to buy that house, you're ahead of the game for over 100 months. I think interest rates are going to go down in the next 8 years. It's a pretty safe bet. But there's one thing that held me back from believing this formula, and one thing I know emotionally that's holding you back: fear. Jay, I'm sorry, I didn't plan well. I still got all this credit card debt, and now it's going up. My car loan, I got to get a car, and I got to finance it. And you're right. I don't know if I can help you buy a house, but I can help you get out of your hole because you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. I tell you, the radio listener, I'm preaching to the choir. It's not you I'm preaching to. It's your adult children who thinks credit cards or Apple apps or Grubhub or Uber is cool. And they're seeing all their money go out and they have no budget and they have no plan. My hand is raised in the studio. I want to help them and help you by helping them. It's just a wake-up call. It's been a wake-up call for my wife and I. We have a lot of reserves, but I'm going through them like cups of water because the mortgage industry is affected, and I thank God that I live below my means. But now when you talk about this scenario, which I'm going to hit in the power segment, as a rental property owner, this is unbelievable because when people are buying less houses because they can't qualify and they're afraid, guess what's going up as home prices and home purchase volume is going down? Renting. So don't go anywhere. Stick around for the next segment if you can. I'm going to talk exactly what's happening with rents, how to beware as a renter, but be optimistic if you're an investment property owner. And call me. If you want to get in my investment property class coming up in November, call me. 719-330-1457. Not much time left. It's almost going to be Halloween the next time we talk. And if you need help with a reverse mortgage because you have more expenses every month than you have fixed income, call me. I'll be back after these important messages.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pop you up.
That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight.
Well, we are at the power segment, the final segment of the Jay Garvin Show Miracle Math Edition. This is the home ownership opportunity. The fact that with increased interest rates, that's a negative. With the increased inflation, that's a negative. But we have got the positive of increased inventory in housing. Look at that. Matt's got a cheer in the background. And now with that, we have increased concessions at closing, folks. What that means, if you or an adult child or a neighbor or a relative, anybody you can refer me to, call it 719-330-1457. Instead of people having to offer money over the asking price, which really kicked the teeth in for military folks. If you're military and you got access to a VA loan or you know anybody has VA eligibility, I know how you can make $25,000 to $50,000 literally in the next 6 to 12 months with your VA eligibility mortgage product alone. 719-330-1457. Because not only have seller concessions come back and increased, you don't have to give them 10 to 20 grand extra of your money to get the house. They'll say, please buy our house. We're going to give you $5,000 or $10,000 towards closing costs, down payment, or discount to buy your rate down. But more than that, they're listing their houses for $375,000 rather than $425,000. And then you can come in, look at it, have an inspection, and say, yeah, I'm going to offer you $360,000 for it. And you can get it $10,000 to $30,000 below asking price, and it's only going to get better between now and Christmas and Easter. But if you get dizzy and confused and you wake up and it's May of 2024 in 18, 20 months from now, this whole conversation will be expired. Prices may be flat or stable right now, but a $425,000 house is not going down to a $225,000 house. That $425,000 house in March is now worth maybe $375,000 right now. But in March of 20, it was a $300,000 house. So the houses are still going up in value. It's just when you skyrocket to 20-plus percent appreciation in 2021, 2020, those years, it's just stabilized at 0 to 8% right now, depending on what neighborhood. But the crazy thing is, from a standpoint of investment property ownership, which I get passionate about, I just had a wine and whiskey social this last month, right before the 1st of October, and had over 50 individuals that were there saying, Jay, thank you so much for you and your team and your vision and your passion to help us to get into investment property ownership the last 5 years, because you've secured the door for us to secure our financial independence and retirement, because residual income comes through rental. And this is what I mean. If you can buy a house for $350,000, three bedroom, two bath, and rent it instead of for $425,000, which many people did in March of 2021, you now are having to put $20,000 less down, like $87,000 rather than like $106,000. You're getting seller proceeds. Yeah, your interest rate sucks, but your monthly payment isn't that much more. It's only $200 to $300 more because your mortgage on that $350,000 house is like $260,000 rather than $318,000. So it's over $50,000 less. So your higher interest rate is on a lower loan amount. But the crazy thing is this, the cost is lower, but the rents today are still at least $100 a month more than they were last year. So the houses are more affordable, but the rents are going up, and that increases your return on investment. I can't tell you this enough. The biggest thing is this. If you take $100,000 and invest it in the market, the stock 401k IRA market, and you make 10%, good luck with that. The Dow Jones has been totally flat, is below 30,000, and is off the lowest in 2 years. But let's say you get 10%. Your $100,000 becomes $110,000, which is a 10% increase. You take that same $100,000 and you buy a house right now at $350,000, and in the next 12 months, it appreciates 10%. You put down $100,000. Your house appreciated from $350,000 to $385,000. That's $35,000 on your $100,000. That's a 35% return on investment in an asset that's real, durable, and not negatively affected by inflation like the traditional stock market. I can't say this stuff enough. And when people buy less, when they're fearful inflation, interest rates are up, they have to rent. So if you're a new landlord, your field of choice for tenants is even greater. And Colorado Springs leads the pack in limited rental availabilities. So I'll shout this conversation from the mountaintop if just one, three, or five of you call me, because what this means is you get a chance to break out of your cubicle, break out of the endless future of earned income, going to work to exchange time for money. Doesn't matter if you're a doctor, a teacher, or a disposal truck driver. It's all the same. They're all amazing careers to provide for your family. But when you get my age, 55 years old, I'm starting to get tired. Sometimes I don't sound like it, but I've been breaking rocks at the earned income mine of life for decades, 25 years now. And my wife and I have an exit strategy because we now have $12,000 a month that's building our retirement and our paying for our kids' college in a residual fashion. And I don't have to apologize or help you do that in another state right now. I can help you do that four blocks from the studio or my house, anywhere in the city right now. It is a gold mine for opportunity. I'm heading off to Israel this week. You call me, I'll call you back when I get back in the 28th or whatever of October. But it's so important that you call me to get signed up for my next information investment property class that's free. 719-330-1457. So go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. Your relationships and your loved ones. Be sure to tune in next week for The Jay Garvin Show. I've enjoyed our time together.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. So come